This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I want to follow up on something I talked about last week, and that has to do with how your vision affects what you see. Now, that may seem fairly obvious to you. You may think, of course my vision affects what I see. If my vision is poor, I don't see as well as I do when it's good. And that's true. But if you've been listening to these podcasts, you probably know I'm talking about more than what your visual eye sees. In fact, some people who see the clearest can't even see. They're blind. Helen Keller, who overcame the adversity of being blind and deaf to become one of the 20th century's leading authors, speakers, and political activists, said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." And Fanny Crosby, in 1820, was blinded shortly after birth by the mistake of a man who pretended to be a doctor but really wasn't. Instead of becoming bitter, she let God fulfill his vision for her, and Fanny had a vision for what she could do for Christ. Her love of poetry began early. Her first verse, written at age 8, echoed her lifelong determination not to feel sorry for herself. She wrote, "Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I'm resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't." Before her death in 1915, she had written over 9,000 hymns, and many of them are still sung in churches today. So what's keeping you from seeing the possibilities God has for you? Are you focusing on what you don't have? Or are you seeing what God can do for you with what you do have, inadequacies, limitations, and all? I think our vision is refined by taking little steps of faith every day. Usually doesn't come all at once in one big revelation. Sometimes that happens, but that's not the way it usually works. We have to be faithful in the small stuff. And when we're obedient with what we have, and when we step in that direction, our vision actually increases. We have to remember then, we put our life together one day at a time. Harold Janine served for nearly 20 years as the head of AT&T and IT&T. He's credited as the father of the modern conglomerate. He increased his company's sales from $766 million to $22 billion and through 56 consecutive quarters showed an annual uninterrupted growth rate of 10%. That's 14 and a half years of consecutive gains every quarter. At one time, he employed 300,000 people on four continents and 250 profit centers. He wrote the book, Managing. In it, he attempted to share what he learned from being one of the most successful businessmen in history. One thing he said was this: you can't run a business or anything else on theory. When you read a book, he said, you start at the beginning. When you run a business, you do it the opposite way. You start at the end, and then you do what must be done to reach that end. It's the same way with your life. You've got to start with the end in mind. What do you want your life to look like when you finished it? What kind of life do you want? You back up and realize that each day is a step toward that end. It just makes sense to me that if you want to picture how your life's going to be, you have to get that picture down to each day, because like it or not, that's how you have to live, one day at a time. So you have to visualize each day. And when you're in a relationship with Jesus, as you walk the road with Him, as you let the Word of God permeate and soak into your life, you gradually, step by step, day by day, get a clearer picture of what your life is supposed to be. So, what are you going to see in this day, in this life of yours? To see your life being fulfilled, you have to know your purpose, of course. Most people don't have a clue about that, so don't be embarrassed if you don't. Know this: God has put you here for a purpose. He loves you and wants you to enjoy life forever with Him. And when you love Him back, you're fulfilling that first purpose in life. That's to love Him. We are created to love God. And when we do that, we're glorifying Him. So visualize your life being lived as Jesus wants you to live it. You say, I can't live exactly like he wants. That doesn't matter right now. Just visualize what he wants in your life today. Visualize yourself loving and knowing him better. Visualize yourself in God's family, the church. Visualize yourself finding your assignment and serving him. See yourself doing mighty things for the Lord. Athletes have found that if they visualize an event, they're more likely to have a good performance. The diver visualizes a great dive before the dive. The batter visualizes getting a hit before the pitcher ever throws the ball. The receiver visualizes catching the pass from the quarterback before the quarterback throws the ball. Mary Lou Retton, the first American woman to win an individual gold medal in gymnastics, said this, "Doing mental imagery was always a constant for me. I'd see myself performing in my head, and it really helped tremendously. It gave me confidence." Well, I like what rodeo star Larry Mahan said. "I try to picture a ride in my mind before I get on the bull. Then I try to go by the picture." Or as only Yogi Berra could say it, 90% of the game is mental, the other half is physical. Now, if athletes apply this to their performance, why shouldn't we apply it to the kind of day and the kind of life we want? See God fulfilling his purpose for you in the life he's given you. And that's why I'm deliberate about how I begin my day. The first hour of the day has been called the golden hour or the rudder for the day. How you begin your day has a lot to do with how your day goes. Why not give yourself the benefit of the doubt and plan to start your day in the right way? Begin each day by sitting quietly before God. If you can take 30 minutes, do it. If you can take only 15 minutes, do it. If you have to start with only 5 minutes, start there. After spending time in God's Word, I pray for the events of the day. I pray for God to fulfill His purpose in my life. I pray through the responsibilities I have for that day. I'm seeing my purpose being fulfilled as God would have it. For instance, early on Sunday morning, I see myself preaching and the people responding in positive ways. I see them joyfully taking in the Word as I preach it. I mean, they're really with it as I preach. I visualize that. I've already preached that sermon before I ever get to the church building. Does it always go as planned? Of course not. But it's more likely to have that positive result and effect if I visualize it than if I don't. I try and visualize each day like that, whether it's something I enjoy, like teaching or preaching, or something that's not so pleasant, like meeting with someone who is disgruntled or someone who wants to complain about things. I do know this. God wants to fulfill His purpose through you. You just have to receive it and then step into it. I love the story of Hubert Humphrey, the great American statesman who served as vice president under Lyndon B. Johnson. In a letter to his wife during his first trip to Washington, D.C. in 1935, he wrote, "Honey, I can see how someday, if you and I just apply ourselves and make up our minds to work for bigger and better things, we can someday live here in Washington and probably be in government, politics, or service. Oh gosh," he wrote, "I hope my dream comes true. I'm going to try anyhow." He saw it. He believed it. He stepped into it. Now, if he could do that, so can you. Every day. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.